That's the stream.
The stream.
We are on now.
Okay.
Hello, world.
Yeah.
That's very scary.
What is it scary?
Well, Ambrose, you might want to tell the listeners what they're listening to. Or...
I see. Okay.
You're listening to the TND.
Whoops.
That we're listening to a telephone ring in the background. You listen to P&B Governance Committee, first meeting. And does anyone have any problem with the agenda?
No.
No.
Actually, there was one issue that someone from Houston brought up with me just a few, like about a little while before this call, which was how to deal with the issue of enforcing bylaws provisions on what happens when an LSB member misses three meetings in a row. I think they had some incident there recently where someone missed three meetings in a row, and the bylaws clearly states that means that if those weren't excused absences, that they have to be kicked off the board. But apparently the KPFD LSB voted to keep them on. And anyway, she asked me to raise it here if possible, because that could be a governance committee thing. I don't know if we have time to deal with it in
no.
the agenda, and it could go into sort of new business and table for next meeting, but just thought I'd raise it.
Okay.
I had like three items. That was one of them. It was the local station board unexcused absences
right.
Issue. There was even a little discussion of that in New York recently. And the second one, I think it's on our agenda, maybe the formation, how we're supposed to form the board staff committee.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on our agenda?
Pardon me, I didn't hear that.
That's one of the things that we got from Houston. One of our directives was to come up with a way to whatever tech method we were going to use to form the board staff committee, the relations board staff relations committee
that needs to be on the agenda.
Yeah, is that on your agenda list here, Ambrose? I'm looking.
Excuse me, I have a meeting. Do we have a time for this meeting?
I'll hope to get through here within a half hour at the most. I'm an optimist.
So are you saying half an hour from now, or what?
Because yes.
It's like 8:15 now, correct?
Okay. That's right.
Okay.
There's one other thing that I don't think we'll get to today, but that's local station board parliamentary procedure issues, particularly in Houston. It's been raised quite a bit to me and other national board members. I think some of you have probably seen the emails from Ken Freeland and Mike Martin. Something that the governance committee should definitely take up.
Can I make a suggestion? This is Max from California.
Yes, Max.
Perhaps we should introduce ourselves formally for the benefit of the audience that's listening to us. It's nationwide, as you know.
That's right. In fact, first item on the agenda is introduction.
That's right. And I'd like to ask that perhaps, if that makes sense, that those who introduce themselves state what overall concerns they have regarding governance.
No, of course,
brief about it.
No. Just introduce yourself and where you're from.
Okay.
I would prefer to do it that way, and then we can get into it later. Who will start it off, Marty?
I'm Marty Derlin. I'm from KGNU in Boulder. Hello.
Grace Aaron from KPFK in Los Angeles.
This is Harrison Weil. I'm also from KPFK.
We'll do the KPFK bunch then. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar, staff director, KPFK.
Hey. I'm Roger Manning, staff director from WBAI New York.
Ambrose Lane from WPFW.
Simin Royanian from WPFW.
We haven't heard from you.
From KPFA Berkeley.
William Walker, KPFA Berkeley, staff director.
This is Harrison. There's another thing I'd like to mention, probably not for the agenda today, but I've located a couple other typographical sort of problems in the bylaws that maybe I can just email people about.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Okay.
Are we still waiting for one person?
One person.
Didn't someone get off the line to call someone else?
I'll do that. I tried Willie Thompson.
I
wonder if I can...
How about I'll try Deb Shafto?
I'll try thinking Kathy Goldman, or was it?
Kathy couldn't come, I don't
She
think.
Couldn't, okay. What, then it was R. Paul that was wavering?
Who?
R. Paul Martin from New York.
Henry said he would definitely come. Gonna be on, I thought.
Somebody could call. No, Henry.
Henry said he couldn't come.
Oh, he
could. Oh, he did?
Oh.
I just got the, well, let me check the email again. I just looked at Henry Cooper.
Yeah, Henry said he couldn't come.
Please excuse my absence, so et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Excuse me, since the next item is review of committee responsibilities, could we start that?
In fact, we had earlier said that the responsibility of the committee, according to the bylaws, is very simple.
Uh-huh.
It reads, regularly review the bylaws and policies for governance of board activities.
And?
That's it.
Review it and then do what with it?
That's all it says.
Because I can sit at home and review it, but then what do I do with it?
But that's all it says.
Implied that we would make recommendations or changes.
That's
I
right.
I suppose, right?
Let me suggest where my head is on this. I think we ought to divide ourselves into three subcommittees, one dealing with contracts, one dealing with policies, one dealing with bylaws.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
May I suggest one more?
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
Unless you want to finish, but I was thinking also just board governance, like our own self-governance, like a subcommittee to look at those issues.
Like what, parliamentary procedure?
Right, parliamentary procedure and how to looking at agenda issues. I mean, I understand that there's a coordinating committee, but I think that there's, like, there were times during the last meeting where we didn't agree about how to move things forward and just to look at how we govern our own procedures.
Couldn't you deal with that in the policy subcommittee?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I thought I understood policies from Empress.
Okay, cool.
And I had suggested language for the FSRN and other contracts. I'm sorry I hadn't had the chance to email it to you.
I'm a little confused with governance and how it would fall, that contracts would fall under governance exactly.
Beg pardon?
I'm a little confused as to why such contracts fall under governance.
Not all of them would, but for example, the FSRN contract.
All non-personnel.
Uh-huh.
Is what
the merger type.
But how is that governance? How is that referring to how we operate the network in terms of rules and policy and procedures for making decisions and that kind of thing?
Well,
the
board acted. The board resolved that the P&B Governance Committee adopt the policy regarding
instructions in English, press 1. Para instrucciones en español.
Okay.
Now develop a policy regarding preview of.
Para instrucciones en español.
Oprima
el 2.
What is this thing going on?
Somebody's phone is, you know, if you push 4, it gives you instructions or something. If somebody pressed one of the wrong buttons, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I heard that somebody pushed a button. I heard the push button sound. Okay.
To send your message, press 1.
Well, it shouldn't go to all of us. If
I
don't know.
You press 1.
Three. Somebody press 1. No,
options.
Just kidding.
So who? Should all of us press 1?
No, just joking. So, Empress, you're saying to set policies for how we examine contracts. Is that what you mean?
To re-record your message, press 2. To review your message, press 3.
This
for
was approved
options,
by the
press 9.
P&B.
Cancel your message, press star.
Okay.
That the Governance Committee shall adopt
send
the policy.
Press 1.
Okay.
To re-record your message, press
3. We're going to have to restart the whole thing, I think.
You know, what is this? Three. Can we get rid of this? Okay, now it's good. Somebody pushed the button.
Okay. Now develop a policy regarding preview of and or approval of contracts developed by and or entered into by Pacifica Foundation or any of its stations/units to be presented for board consideration at the next regularly scheduled meeting of the Pacifica Foundation Board of Directors.
It sounds like we need a policy on contracts, right?
This is what the board authorized us.
Yeah.
To.
Okay. Well, that I understand. That's coming up with that's under policies actually. Policies for contracts, not necessarily that we should sit and sort out the contracts themselves.
Right.
I guess I misunderstood what you were getting to.
It said that we should develop a policy, and what I was suggesting is that our contract subcommittee should interface with the executive director and chief financial officer all personnel contracts exceeding some figure. I said $10,000.
Right, I remember that. Yeah.
And other contracts of special interest to the national board and recommend action to the full committee and the national board. No PNB contract shall be executed outside of these procedures without PNB approval. That's the suggested language I wrote down.
Yeah. You asked that it be entered into the record and then to be dealt with at the next meeting, I guess, or something like that, right?
Yeah. And that this is the kind of policy that I think we ought to recommend at this next meeting. In, what, two
could
weeks?
You read it again?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. The contract subcommittee, which we haven't created yet, will interface with the executive director and chief financial officer on all non-personnel contracts exceeding $10,000 and other contracts of special interest to the national board and recommend action to the full committee and the national board. No P&B contract shall be executed outside of these procedures without P&B approval.
Can I speak to that?
Sure.
I have a little bit of a problem with saying, accepting contracts because, say, for example, the national office wanted to hire, a specialist, a special consultant on something random that costs the network $9,000 and or even say $15,000, but since it was a personnel issue in terms of hiring personnel, it wouldn't require them to go through us, but I think we do need to have a look at personnel decision making and signing contracts with personnel. For example, the Democracy Now! Contract that we might sign with could be a similar to like a contract we signed with the programmer. I think we
but
need
that's
to know
not
that.
What the board authorized us to do. In fact, under item 2 under that resolution, there's a note. It says this policy is not intended to apply to the signing of contracts with new contractors, example, the hiring of new personnel, using standard contracts of long-standing use within the foundation or to contracts for incidental items.
Well, I think that language is more specific, right? Because it's saying things like if you're just filling a position that's always been there, then that's. But if you're hiring a new contractor, if you're hiring something totally that hasn't been done before with a different kind of a contract, I guess, I don't know if I'm making sense, but I think that we need to maybe use that specific language that was in the original mandate set out for us.
The language of the resolution of the board said specifically with new contractors.
Ambrose, where again was this motion? When was this motion passed? This was this
at the last meeting.
And this was presented by you?
No.
Oh, this is the one from Mark.
This is Dave's.
Oh, this is Dave's. I should know, right? I got it in my list. I'm looking for it.
I hope so.
But anyway, kind of point of order here, maybe we should get to what your plan was on the agenda and this discussion we're having now. It's kind of like for that working group that you're suggesting.
Yeah.
Have more people arrived? Do we have a quorum?
Who's
new? Who?
R. Paul Martin.
Oh, there he is.
Good. That's the one we needed.
So who? I'm sorry, I missed who it was.
Martin.
R. Paul Martin.
Okay.
From New York.
Okay. Can I get a motion to adopt the agenda?
Second.
What? You want to read the agenda first, or?
I think everybody has it.
Amend it to add the. How
we're going to form the board staff relations
board
committee.
Staff relations committee needs to be in the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is somebody taking notes for this meeting? What, pro tem secretary? You need a pro tem secretary.
Yeah.
At KPFK, we have the great privilege of having Sonali always taking notes.
Shush.
Yeah.
Shush.
Yeah.
I don't have my computer up right now, man. I'm like walking through my yard and just in. I know I'm on the phone. Sorry.
We'll take any volunteer.
Anybody?
Roger claims that this is illegal for him.
Oh, I said it might be. but what I do want to say is, ask is who hasn't taken notes for a meeting?
Good question.
Well then, I say.
Roger and I.
Chance.
Okay.
R. Paul Martin certainly has taken plenty of notes at meetings. I can testify to that.
On a computer, I could.
Hey, Harrison, you want to take notes?
I think I heard another volunteer. Somebody who said he was at their computer.
Well, I'm in front of a computer.
There we go.
Excellent.
Oh, so I'm taking the notes. Okay.
Okay.
Who is that?
So we adopt the. Okay, we adopt the agenda with the addition of board staff subcommittee. Right.
Right.
Okay. Any objection?
Actually, since I just got in, because I had telephone problems, all I have is the proposed agenda. Is it different from that?
That's it.
Okay.
Except for the addition of board staff relations.
We're supposed to determine we're supposed to come up with a recommendation as to how to populate the board staff relations, National Board Staff Relations Committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, just go over, everybody's introduced themselves. Review of responsibilities. The language is very simple, very clear. This committee is to regularly, these exact words, review the bylaws and policies for governance of board activities, period. That's it.
That covers it, though.
Beg your pardon?
I think that covers a lot of what I think is going to end up happening, whereas there will be questions as how a committee should proceed or what kind of procedure should be used. You know, it's governance activity and like these Roberts Rules issues in Houston or these other items. And so people are going to want it to have it discussed, and they don't have time to discuss it in a national board meeting, so we'll discuss it in the committee, come up with recommendations for these policies that aren't so clearly defined, like committee meeting rules and such things.
Yeah. And before everybody got on, I suggested three subcommittees to deal with these responsibilities: a contracts subcommittee, a policies subcommittee, and a bylaws subcommittee.
And do you have a suggestion for how we might choose those?
I would think you would want people to personally select which they want to focus on.
Can you define these? When you say three subcommittees, this is Simeon speaking.
Yeah.
What do you mean exactly? For example, I understand the contract subcommittee,
mm-hmm.
but you say one for policy subcommittee. Then what would those people do? Review the existing policies?
Review and recommend.
Yeah.
Review existing and recommend new policies for board functioning, smooth board functioning.
Okay, and the other one, review.
And the other one is bylaws.
Okay.
So just simply review the bylaws for any changes that we feel we ought to make.
Okay, the first one, that for contract,
mm-hmm.
I'm not quite clear. Do you mean the contracts that come up to review them or to set up a criteria for contracts? What does that mean exactly? I'm not clear.
Well, the board, as you know, wanted us to review contracts.
The existing ones?
It's no, but Amber, she just explained that they wanted us to
develop
review
policy.
The policy for it, not so much the contracts themselves.
Yeah,
and
figure out a way of interfacing with the...
If I may, I think there was definitely, with respect to Free Speech Radio News, because the contract was coming up so soon, I think that, I don't know if they necessarily wanted us to specifically address it, but whatever policy we pick does, you know, we hope the FSRN contract will fall under that same policy. And maybe what needs to happen is we as a governance committee need to insist that the FSRN contract comply with whatever policy we decide to recommend today.
But that's not what they were asking. They were asking for a suggestion, you know, for us to discuss and come up with ideas how some of the board members, the directors, could be in on the process.
That's true.
That specifically is what they were asking.
This is Harrison. And it's
Willie Thompson.
Good.
Hi, Willie.
And thanks to Harrison for correcting the number, the access number for me.
I want to make 2 points about the contract discussion. I think that that Dave's motion has a great deal of the language that we might want in that policy. And the other thing that I'd like to mention is that I think that the board needs to be told what contracts have recently been signed.
Excuse me, what contracts what?
In the last few months the National Office has signed some contracts, perhaps we need to be aware of what they are.
Is anybody here on the Finance Committee? Because I think that's something they're trying to sort out, actually, or I might be confused.
Can I throw forth a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that, because I think that, one, we don't have the FSRN contract, and it makes it difficult because we just passed a resolution about contracts coming forth, but we haven't set up a procedure, and I'd like to just propose a procedure for it. But I think that there's one that, I guess I'm proposing another one. I'm just kind of unclear, I guess, so apologize.
I think you're getting ahead of us, William.
Oh, okay. Well, should I calm down, or should I state what I was going to state?
I'm sorry. I apologize for interrupting you. I'm just saying that we have some specific tasks that we need to complete today or before the special meeting, and it's not necessarily a general policy, but to see how, to suggest how we, to the board, how to involve a couple of directors in the Free Speech Radio news negotiation.
And there is no contract, as I understand it. That's part of the negotiation, is to create a contract. So there's currently no contract to review. The question is, how should the board be involved in creating a contract?
Which might very well fall into what you were going to say, William, so I apologize.
Okay, well, I what I'm trying to say is that I think that if there's a way that we could just put forth, like have the national office put forth the contracts that they'd like, that they've either, because I don't know if we're saying that we want to sign off on each contract. I'm hoping that we're not. But if that's the case, I guess then that would mean they'd need to be sent to us between meetings. But what I'm thinking is that if it's a contract for which we don't need to approve, if they just attach a copy of all the contracts that they've signed between the two meetings, like so every contract that's been signed since June 6th will be presented at the next meeting, and so on and so on. So
that probably have to be an executive session.
Okay. Well,
I would imagine at least some of the contracts.
Excuse me. This is Simin. I'm not confused. I thought that we were talking about setting up the subcommittees, and I was asking what does our chair mean by a subcommittee dealing with contracts?
Mm-hmm.
Is that subcommittee supposed to set up policies and regulations for dealing with contracts? For example, every institution kind of has, like big institutions, a purchasing department which sets up the policies for contracts.
Exactly.
And then the other issue is some people have the authority to give some contracts, sign contracts. But what are we supposed to do? To set up policies like a purchasing department as to how to do contracts? What is our job with this? I am still not clear. Just the definition.
We've been asked to do two things. One, I'll read the language to you. That the PNB Governance Committee shall develop a policy regarding preview of and or approval of contracts developed by and or entered into by Pacifica Foundation or any of its stations/units to be presented for board consideration at the next regularly scheduled meeting of the Pacifica Foundation Board of Directors. That's one. As a separate one, that the Governance Committee propose a motion for consideration by the PNB at its upcoming special meeting regarding how the PNB may be involved in the Free Speech Radio News contract negotiation.
Well, it seems as though the board has pretty clearly defined, you know, a task for us.
Right.
So I don't know if, you know, I think we do need to address the issue of how the board can be involved in the FSRN contract negotiations.
Yeah. And what I had suggested is that we divide our work up into three subcommittees, one the contract subcommittee, one a policy subcommittee, one a bylaw subcommittee. And under contracts, I have suggested the following language. The subcommittee will interface with the executive director and chief financial officer on all non-personnel contracts exceeding $10,000 and other contracts of special interest to the national board, and recommend action to full committee and the national board, and that no P&B contract shall be executed outside of these procedures without P&B approval.
So that's both a suggestion for an overall policy and for the way that
we structure ourselves
with the FSRN.
That's right.
Thing. And when you say a subcommittee, you haven't prescribed how many people or how they should be chosen or anything like that.
No.
Or
we've
exactly
got 19 people on this committee.
Yeah.
And I'm suggesting that we ought to divide ourselves by, six?
Six, six, and seven.
And whatever's left over.
Yeah.
And if there are persons who have special background in contracts or law, I would hope that we would have six people on that contract.
Ambrose, are you making a specific motion? I mean, can you?
I can't make a motion from the chair, but I would recommend that somebody move and we adopt it.
Does someone want to make a motion?
So move with for discussion.
Is there a second?
A
second. Okay. This is Simin. I know that Ambrose likes to go. Is this, I mean, I have no objection, but should we do this first to set up the sub-committees, or should we elect the officers and so on first? Does it make a difference?
If that's a request for information, I would assume that it doesn't make any difference and we should proceed with the motion.
Okay. Yeah, that was a question.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would like to just speak in, I think I'm speaking in favor of the motion, but what I'm hopeful of is that this subcommittee will have responsibility for investigating the scope of contract involvement
mm-hmm.
of the governance committee as well, because I'm just not sure that contracts are not the responsibility of the executive director, and that he might report on the signing of a contract and should be required to report on the signing of contracts. And if there are questions regarding the certain contracts, I think that the board then may have some rights under those circumstances to get some clarification. And if they object to contracts, they might have to wait until the termination of certain contracts, unless the objections are so strong that they will affect the responsibility of the board members, the fiduciary responsibilities. But in any case, I'm speaking in favor of the motion, but I hope the committee is instructed to examine what I've just sort of said.
Yeah. In fact, that's the reason we added the language. No P&B contract shall be executed outside of these procedures
mm-hmm.
without P&B approval.
P&B contract, did you say?
Yeah.
Ambrose, I'm sorry. So was this, might I have this language on my computer somewhere from somehow? Did you present it at the P&B meeting at all, or is
no.
this?
Oh, no, no.
First time it's being presented.
First, right.
And you didn't email it out or anything, right?
No.
I
didn't.
No.
Okay, good. Right, so I'm not going crazy looking for it here.
No, it's not that.
Can I hear it read again so I can write it down?
Yes. Subcommittee, contract subcommittee, will interface with the executive director and chief financial officer on all non-personnel contracts exceeding $10,000 and other contracts of special interest to the National Board.
What do you mean interface with?
It means that they're going to have a working relationship on all contracts.
I mean, does it mean that the executive director can, for example, just come and come to us and say, I'm signing this contract tomorrow, just letting you know?
No. Must discuss it.
Can we be more specific
then? Well, it says, just let me finish reading it.
I'm sorry.
And recommend action to the full committee, that's us, and the National Board. Hmm. The kicker is, no P&B contract shall be executed outside of these procedures without P&B approval. In other words, no contract can go forward unless the subcommittee reviews them with top staff, makes recommendations on them to us, and we all make recommendations to the full board, and the board has to execute, has to approve it.
To me, this is Max Blanchet in California. That's broad enough. And I, thinking back a little bit, we're trying to avoid what happened with the Democracy Now! Contract, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure these things are thoroughly reviewed, that they're not rushed through, and that the subcommittee, the executive director, sit down, discuss them, and of course, that we want to make sure that the full board, the P&B, has the opportunity to go over these things and approve them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they don't fly.
Sure.
This is Roger. This motion doesn't speak to the duties of this committee, and that's the governance committee, a subcommittee, a contract subcommittee of the governance committee. This doesn't make any sense to me.
What?
I think what makes sense to me is maybe a similar committee, ad hoc committee, or even standing committee formed by the National Board itself. And I mean, I think actually this could take the form of a recommendation that we might make. We might say, in other words, or maybe this is what you are saying, that to the PNB, the governance committee suggests this, that a committee like the one you just described be formed to consider all these contracts that you just referred to, over 10K and such things, but it's not a function of the governance committee.
That sounds a little bit like we're dodging the question.
No, this is very important. It's extremely important. It's almost a micromanagement issue,
it belongs
too.
With.
Let me, Willie Tom, this seemed to be a way of dividing up our tasks and dividing up the committee to manage these tasks into subcommittees. It seemed like it's a much more efficient process, and that this committee could be managing or carrying out this responsibility while the governance committee as a whole is working on something else.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed to be an effort at a more efficient way of carrying out our duties and responsibilities. And I would like to, if it's in order, that we should have a vote on this.
A vote on what? On forming a subcommittee?
On the motion.
Repeat the motion.
I'd like to discuss Roger's point just a little bit more, and then I'd be ready to vote. I'm not quite ready to. I would ask him if he doesn't think it's a function of the governance committee, that the governance committee should be recommending something, if you think it's a function of some other committee.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Like what, though, the finance committee or
either a subcommittee of the finance committee or a new committee by the National Board. Ambrose, you might remember how there's, well, I guess you weren't on the IP&B the whole term, but the interim National Board formed the Democracy Now! Contract Review Committee specifically for that contract. I mean, I think what you're suggesting here is better because you have a committee that kind of is, it doesn't, you don't have to form a committee every time there's a big contract. You can have a committee that's in place to deal with these things.
Right.
But don't we already have too many committees at the national level? I tell you, I can't sit on any more committees.
Well,
this is a standing committee of the board.
Right. But the
and
point
all
is,
I'm doing is saying, how do we efficiently do the work of this committee?
That's right.
And how do we
The contracts
respond?
Aren't governance, though. That's the point I'm trying to make. Contracts are not governance.
Let me just make this.
What is it then?
This is Willie Thompson here. Let me say that if this is not governance, the subcommittee can tell us. Also, they can refer this responsibility to an appropriate committee. If it is not, this may be one of the questions that the subcommittee on governance can answer for us.
The board,
or perhaps the subcommittee could invite somebody from the finance committee to sit on it. And because this thing straddles a number of committees, it seems to me. But we should go ahead with this thing the way it is proposed. I think it makes sense. We can refine some of these points down the road. And one concern that I have has to do with the threshold. I think $10,000 is too low.
Mm.
Perhaps we should raise it to $25,000, even higher.
No, I speak against raising it even higher. That would increase the threshold. We'd have way too many.
Yeah, in order to expedite the approval of the motion, I would accept the present $10,000 proposal rather than to open up that discussion of whether $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 is a sufficient threshold. And then we can instruct the committee to, in fact, report back to us on their feelings about the threshold.
Is everybody ready to vote? Yeah.
This is Harrison Weil. In the wording, I think that where you say PNB, you probably should say the foundation. Because the PMB contracts are pretty limited, I believe.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
And another thing I'd like to mention is, again, is that I think part of our contract policy should include the disclosure of recently signed contracts.
I support that. I think that's a great idea.
Mr. Chair.
I support that as well. And can we should we make that an amendment to the current motion or just a friendly amendment?
I'd like to do that, if I may.
It should be a part of the understanding of the committee's responsibility.
Good. So hopefully is someone taking notes?
Yeah, I'm taking notes. I've got the motion.
And then you?
Can the motion be restated before the vote, please?
Yeah, and I'd like to make those two amendment suggestions, one that the PNB be changed to foundation and some disclosure of, let's say, contracts since the first of the year?
I'll read you what I have. Changing PNB to foundation seems to have been universally accepted. So I plug that in. Well, I'll read what I have so far. Motion. The contracts subcommittee will interface with the executive financial officer on all non-personnel contracts exceeding $10,000. And other contracts of special interest to the National Board, and recommend action to the full committee and National Board. No foundation contract shall be executed outside of these procedures without the foundation's approval.
Now, are we going to vote on whether to recommend this to the PNB, or can we just establish this policy within this committee?
We have been authorized to steps to develop a policy and a special thing with the FSRN, which is incorporated in this.
The PNB has to approve whatever any committee does.
So this will come before the PNB at the special meeting.
In fact, that's one of the things that they wanted us to do.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
I got a point of information for Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
So this addresses the specific question of how people will be involved in the board will be involved in the free speech radio news negotiation.
That's right.
But it doesn't. I see what you're getting at then.
I have a point of information as well. In the wording of the contract of this resolution, it says PNB contracts. Maybe don't we need to clarify that to Pacifica contracts?
So that's why we changed it to foundation.
Changed it to foundation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally hung up and came back on, so missed that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Can I make that amendment suggestion that this policy also include the idea that contracts that were signed after this January 1st will also be disclosed?
Why don't you just simply say all existing contracts shall be disclosed to the
PNB?
To the subcommittee.
To the subcommittee. The subcommittee, of course, is going to report it back to us, and we decide whether or not it all will be revealed to the full board.
And none of those will be personnel-related contracts?
No, not personnel.
Not so.
No.
Personnel.
These are non-personnel contracts.
I sort of like the wording in the PNB resolution. That,
I do too.
That said that the personnel contracts that are already in place. I forget the exact wording, but the idea is that if you have independent contractors, that those would be disclosed, and also if a new kind of contract were instituted, that would come under the purview of this resolution.
What the note says is, this policy is not intended to apply to the signing of contracts with new contractors using standard contracts of long-standing use within the foundation.
And that caveat is an important one, using, you know, long-standing contracts.
That's right. Long-standing,
so I think we need
use,
to mention that, as opposed to saying,
or
you know,
contracts for incidental items.
Yeah, I think we need to say that, as opposed to saying, you know, we don't need to look at any personnel contracts.
Do you agree to add this language out of the resolution?
I think the resolution's out of order, personally.
Okay. All right, let's deal with ours. Are we ready to vote?
This is Simin. I still have a question. Are we voting to form a subcommittee with this resolution as its duty, or what are we doing exactly?
That's exactly what we're doing.
Okay.
Well, don't we need to have a resolution to form the subcommittee before we do this resolution? Because right now we've got a language in there about a committee that doesn't exist.
That's
and
what
if,
I asked the question, yeah.
And what if that resolution doesn't pass? Then
okay.
I think that's a possibility, right?
It sure is. All right, how do you want to handle this?
You're the chair.
Okay.
Well, the convener, I guess, not the chair. I don't know.
Well, yeah, we don't have a chair. Point of order, I believe that the convener starts the meeting, and then there should be an election of a chair pro tem at the very least. In other words, the chair is always elected to some degree. Chair pro tem is elected in the meantime before you get the chance to do formal paper ballots, which is what's required to actually elect the chair.
Rather than to spend a lot of time, Marty,
right.
you're chair of the whole shebang. So
well, I'd like
why don't
to
you, why don't
to
you be
say,
acting chair until
without objection, could we accept Ambrose as our chair pro tem?
That
sure.
would be appropriate.
It's acceptable to me. I don't know whether we need to vote over. And then
it's
we
great,
can,
Aaron. It's acceptable to me.
If there's
okay.
no objection, if nobody says no, then we're good.
Then we can just Ambrose can continue as pro tem, and we can do the vote later. But he can continue now as pro tem.
Yes, by acclamation, huh?
Okay.
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 We saw a claim.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have one question regarding disclosure of contracts, and I'm not sure that this should be disclosed to the subcommittee or that. We have sort of suggested that we establish a policy that these contracts will be disclosed to the PNB or the appropriate committee rather than to the subcommittee.
That's a good point, because there may be some confidential personnel information that should probably only be disclosed in an executive session of the PNB, or the ED may sort of suggest that.
That's one of the main problems with this, because actually you're going to get a lot of resistance. We're already getting resistance with information requests from the executive director and the national office, and the reason that the information is required to be disclosed is that it's required to be disclosed to directors, and not everybody on the committees are directors, and it's an issue. And if there's ever executive sessions, which is called to deal with legal issues or personnel issues or confidential documents and these kinds of things, you're limited to directors. So maybe this committee could only have directors. That might be a way to...
The contract subcommittee, you mean? Just
yeah, that might be a way to deal with that.
That'll solve that one.
But I still think that's partially why I think it's not a governance... reviewing contracts is not a governance function. It's
a management function.
It's part of a board function, sure, but it's we're the governance committee. It's more like a finance committee thing, and so the governance committee is helping to come up with a suggestion for a procedure that's proper, effective, and legal, for that matter. And that's why I was thinking that Ambrose's procedure here is pretty good, but maybe it's just kind of in the wrong place. And
I think it is a governance issue as well as a finance issue. I think there are at least two parts to every kind of contract we might enter into. One is it going to forward the foundation's mission? Is it in line with our principles? Is it fairly negotiated and that kind of thing? And then the other thing is, will it be financially beneficial? Does this make sense in a financial way? You know, so
that's
at least both of those, and possibly, I don't even know, something else. But if I could make a suggestion, I think if we had the two subcommittees of the policies and the bylaws out of this committee and tried to create a contract interface committee or whatever you want to call it out of directors from the finance and the governance committee. Maybe something like that might.
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier. I was saying that you just need to create a contract committee via, you know, Ambrose's suggestions or whatever. But I apologize. I'm talking so much. I'm so inspired today.
Okay. Well, let's get back to the motion so that we can dispose of it. There was a suggestion that the membership be limited to directors. I would accept that either as an amendment or just an addition. And I think that would save us a lot of headaches in terms of who has access or should have access to contracts.
Very good.
I mean, and I have a question about that. When you say directors being member of that, what do you exactly mean? Of all of us who are in
directors are PNB members.
National.
So you're saying that since that's the subcommittee of this committee.
Be limited to national PNB members, specific national board members.
So,
Rose, can I get on this back? This is Harrison.
Yes.
So from among us, those who are directors will be on that subcommittee. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right.
To keep it legal.
For personnel disclosure information.
Well, what I'd like to say has to do with the distinction between what I think the governance committee's job is and what other committees would do. It seems to me that the governance committee's job here is to set a policy for the consideration for how the national board members are going to work with the executive director and the CFO on contracts, not to review individual contracts.
Right.
And so I think so we don't really have to worry about who's going to see the contracts. Because that's not our charge, really. Our charge is to set a policy to recommend a policy for dealing with that. And in that regard, given that there's a deadline for us to come up with a policy before the next special meeting, I think we should concentrate on the contract problem. And I personally would like to see. And be able to consider at my leisure some of the different wordings that are being considered for that resolution. And perhaps the subcommittee could get a chance to look at the different words and discuss them, and then we could make a recommendation in a timely fashion.
Anybody else?
This is Simin. I agree with what was just said,
mm-hmm.
that I think the subcommittee formed by this committee has to consider the policy and procedure for looking at contracts, not looking at contracts. And if this is true, we don't have to worry about who's going to be the member of it. Any one of us can be.
I agree with that. Then I think we have to eliminate this disclosure of contracts, because that's not a requirement for establishing a policy.
Right.
Well, I was just trying to make that be part of the policy, that it be disclosed not to necessarily to this committee, but to the national board.
And sort of signed contracts shall be disclosed. Maybe signed contract disclosure procedures should be a part of the policy recommended by the subcommittee.
That's correct.
And my concern is that what about the policies that are in force now? The National Board needs to know. I'm sorry, not policies, the contracts which are currently.
Do anything about that,
yeah.
Not in this committee.
This is Max. What about the matter of the Free Speech Radio News contract? Haven't they asked us specifically to look at that?
That's the thing. Maybe we can have a short-term and a long-term goal here. Like a short-term goal is to specifically suggest how to get a few National Board members involved in that that negotiation. You know, it'd be useful if we had maybe the executive director on the call or somebody that could
Can we deal with this resolution first?
Yes, I think we should.
Sorry.
I've changed the language from signed contract shall be disclosed to signed contract disclosure provisions be part of the policy recommended by the subcommittee.
But I thought we were working on a resolution to take to the entire board, not to our subcommittee.
No, this subcommittee
things
to establish the subcommittee. I mean, this policy, this resolution is to establish the subcommittee of PNB Foundation.
That's right.
The amendment I have is all existing contracts shall be disclosed to the subcommittee. That's what I've
heard. He changed that.
It should be that the policy recommended by the subcommittee shall include the disclosure provision for existing contracts.
To the National Board, the PNB.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm really lost as to what this policy is, that this motion is anymore, because I thought it was, it's for the contract subcommittee that we've yet to form of the governance committee.
That's what I thought, too.
Can I move to table this motion until...
No, let's...
Yes, actually, I can.
You can do it, but
Let me suggest that we go with the original motion, because, again, what are we to do? We're supposed to develop a policy regarding review and approval of contracts. And we're supposed to propose a motion for consideration by the PNB at its upcoming special meeting regarding how the PNB may be involved in the FSRN contract.
I agree with Roger that we need to table this motion up until we pass a resolution actually forming subcommittees. I'm not talking about tabling it to another.
I agree with you.
So can we actually just table this for like however long it takes us to come up with a subcommittee?
So move then that we table.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Good. Any objections? No, hearing none.
Well, I move that we establish a subcommittee of the PNB Foundation on contracts.
I know. Subcommittee.
We can't do that, actually.
Subcommittee of this committee.
Subcommittee of the Governance Committee.
Right.
Subcommittee of the Governance Committee.
I like what Marty said about having an interface committee between the governance and finance.
Listen, there is a motion out there. There's an attempt that we establish a subcommittee of the Governance Committee on contracts.
Contract policy.
On contract policy.
Right.
Excuse me. Why can't we
do that? Is there a second to the motion?
No, I can't. I want to. Can I?
So the motion dies for the lack of a second?
I'll second it.
Can I say something like an amendment in the sense that there was a suggestion of setting up 3 subcontracts. Can we just do it one time and say, should we set up 3 subcontracts?
Are you amending his motion then?
Yeah.
We can set them up one at a time and move through it very quickly.
I thought we vote one time. Okay.
I accept the amendment.
Can I hear the amendment?
What is the amendment?
We vote on establishing 3 subcommittees for this governance committee.
Addition to contracts, we're going to set up policies and bylaws.
That's all simple. Wow.
I'm sorry.
So we're set up simultaneously a contracts policy subcommittee, a policies subcommittee. I guess that's all other
bylaws
subcommittee.
So this is a motion that would. Does it specify how we're going to form committees?
No, just to set up 3 working groups, basically.
Yeah.
And can it have some language in it about how the committees get set up?
We set them up.
Okay.
People volunteer. Is that what you were saying?
Are
these committees slightly different in that the latter two are more permanent than the first, which might be ad hoc?
No.
Well, we don't know. We really don't know.
Can we call them working groups as opposed to subcommittees? Because there's the bylaws have specific language about how committees and subcommittees should function. Can we just call them
working
groups?
That might be a good
idea.
Just call it working group.
Yeah, because we're just, you know.
Okay.
All right. Everybody happy?
So we're substituting working group for subcommittee.
Right.
Yeah. So the motion is that we will establish three working groups for the Governance Committee on Contract Bylaws, and what was the other?
Governance Policy. Actually, the contract policies and the policies kind of overlap.
Yes.
They're similar, but
there is an urgency here.
Amber is right about focusing on that way.
And can we say by voluntary membership?
Yes.
Sure.
And
if nobody comes forward.
Right. I mean, do we have any? Do people have issues about, you know, there might be certain people who might want to serve on all three? Does it matter? We don't care?
Really?
Depends on people and they knowing that they have their time to serve on those.
If you're going to work.
If they want to be on three, they have their time, that's fine, but they should really consider that.
And we're not going to do any, we're not going to talk about whether the contracts working group should have only directors?
That shouldn't matter.
Okay.
It shouldn't matter, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Are you ready to vote?
Yes.
Good.
Ambrose?
All in favor?
What I have is a main motion and an amendment.
Ambrose?
Let's hear it.
Okay. The main motion is to form a working group of this committee on contract policy. The amendment is to add that we vote on a policy working group and a bylaws working group by voluntary membership.
I think that's kind of confusing, and I think the motion should be that we form three working groups of the Governance Committee on Contracts, three working groups on contracts, bylaws, and governance.
That's right.
Of the Governance Committee.
Contracts, policies, and bylaws.
Yeah, the contract policy, can we say specifically contract policy, please?
Yes.
Contract policy, and bylaws. Our policy. So the amendment was to form three committees at once instead of one committee at once.
By calling it a contract policies working group.
I mean working group. I'm sorry.
Are you basically trying to say that this working group shouldn't deal with specific contracts, but only talk about our policies on contracts?
Exactly.
Is that the reason why that language?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Okay. So I call for the question. If it is clear.
Why don't I read it to everybody?
Okay.
Let me get that part. Motion to form three working groups of this committee on contract policy, bylaws, and policy by voluntary membership.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Ready to vote?
Between policy and by.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have to do it by roll call, right? So that
well, you can just ask if there's no objection. It might be simpler in the phone.
Are there objections? Then we can go.
Yay.
All right.
Yay.
Now we get to the policy that we talked about. Want to read that now?
Do we? Yes. Does anyone have a... We can call the motion on the table. What is the process for?
Do we want to form groups? Can we take like 5 minutes for the secretary to ask for volunteers for each group?
There's other people that are in the call that might want to volunteer too. You could also do that by email.
What
the tech committee did that. Maybe that didn't work so well. So
maybe we should see who wants to be from this call.
Since the membership isn't restricted, then it doesn't matter if other people who are not on the call want to join.
Of course.
Okay. Contracts.
I'd be interested in policy. Marty.
You can put me down, Sonali.
For what?
Contracts.
You can put me down. This is Max.
I'd like to be on contracts. This is Harrison.
I'd like to be in policy. Roger.
Simin, I would like to be on policy.
This is Willie Thompson. I'd like to be on bylaws.
Yeah, Roger would like to be on bylaws, too.
Grace Aaron, I'd like to be on bylaws.
R. Paul
and,
Martin.
And Max, I'd like to be on bylaws as well.
R. Paul Martin, I'm torn between bylaws and policy.
Me too, but...
I'll do policy.